I'm Sasan, and finally, just wondering if you have any plans on what to do with your life when you leave.
Sasan, yeah, just ask me if I got any plans here for when I come out. You know what, yeah, the thing in here, yeah, and I'm gonna tell you the real truth, yeah. You can't edit this, you know. He needs to hear it. This, yeah. Like everyone here, like say someone like me, yeah, we have plans, innit? Because I got released from this place like 2 years ago, yeah. And then like people like us, yeah, they tend to keep us like signing in into an office every like say once a month. We have to like still report ourselves into an office to sign, you know, and this and that, you know. So one day I went and they grabbed me back and they put me back in here. So I had plans, but they put me back in here. So really and truly, it's a thing that like, I do have plans, but you can't really see them plans through too much. You can't really plan too much because these people could just turn around and grab you again and put you back in this place. You see what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter whether you have plan or not. Yeah, first, you have to hold that British passport for you to be planning anything in this country. Because from the time here, you're not British, yeah, from the time you're not British, all your plans could just get taken away, just like that. You see what I'm saying? So, and everyone is like that as well. Everyone here had plans. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone in here committed a crime. I didn't commit no crime. I committed my crime, served my time, came here, they hold me back for another year. I came out for 2 years, kept my head down and everything, went to sign on, and then they brought me back on a joke team. Do you know what I'm saying? So really and truly, it doesn't matter like whether I have plans or not, because these people don't care. Do you know what I'm saying?
I asked them to get the plane ticket. They told me I lost the passport. Then I told me how I can go home. They said, oh, you need to wait. I said, how long? Because I complete my graduation about electronics. Even I complete my MBA as well. Now I have to go back my country. They said, you need to wait for the emergency travel document. But it takes at least 3 to 4 months. Even I applied one company. They told me to come earlier, but I can't join that there. Even I'm gonna lose my job as well. That's my future. So how they treating us? As like animal, we are animal here. So they're gonna broke our mind and they're gonna broke our future as well. Yeah, I complete my MBA here in London. And I complete my graduation about electronics. So I don't know why they are doing like this. Even day before yesterday, I spoke with my caseworker. He said, oh no, I'm busy now. You need to call later. Blah blah blah. They're making excuse. I don't know why they are doing like this. I'm quite afraid. Almost 2 months. I don't need to stay here. I have better life in my country. So I asked them to give the plane ticket. Why they are not? That's the thing. I don't know why they are what they are thinking. We are Asian. We are black. We are something like that. They are saying we are not racist. They are the most racist people in all over the world. It's coming from my mind. I thought when I came here, I thought they are good people. They are. I'm not saying everyone is bad, they are good people. But at the moment I'm thinking they are not good. They try to dominate us. That's it. Even they are trying to dominate all over the world. That's it. Thank you.
We are not, we are all not criminals. When you consider, but outside of this, there's a thieves, drugs dealers, murderers, rapers, you know, lot of criminals outside is there. They have to put their strength, catch them, not us. If they release us, society not gonna be bad place. If they release us. Because it's all my brothers, when they consider each life, they have got good spirit. And they don't know about us. They only ask about in interviews 200 to 300 questions. We can't explain our whole life with that questions. Okay? They make their decision according to that 300 questions. When you go to the court, another question. They are judging our lives with small time space. But we have got very, very brilliant lives back home. And we have got talents, all people. What they do, keeping places like this, you know, they restrict our feelings as a human beings. When you consider about when you hear, I've never have been in detain, people. Okay? When I consider about freedom. Now, somebody asked me one day, what is the most important thing in your life? I say, not money, not sex, not party or something, not house. I'm saying freedom. What is the best thing in your life to have to follow freedom? I feel here, I'm not free. Very hard feeling. Okay? They put us here. Now 1 month here, I have got family back home. I have got 2 kids. I'm used to talk to them every day over Skype, my 2 kids. 1, 6.5 years, 1, 1.5 years. Okay? Very hard feeling. I can't see them. When you consider about human rights here, before I come here, I thought, okay, these Western people, civilized, they point in us, you know, to a third country people, third world people, or poor country. What is this civilization? What is this one? Is this civilized? I don't think so. This is not civilized. Because I'm not a good person, but I'm better than the people who be enjoying freedom. They are criminals. They have to put their strength to catch them. Then we can make a better place in this world. Thank you, brother.